Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
I'm Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye here in Washington, D.C., where I'm broadcasting from home because of the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently sweeping the whole world, including Zimbabwe. Currently in Zimbabwe, we have 178 cases. This is a big spike from what we saw going on earlier on, Gibbs, and we have 4 deaths. What's your view? What's the global figures looking like?
So indications are that, as you are saying, that in Zimbabwe, there are now 178 cases and 29 recoveries, 4 deaths and 45,395 tests. This is according to the Ministry of Health. Then according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 6,198,167 cases worldwide. And out of these people, roughly about 373,000 have actually died. Mm-hmm. And in the USA, we've got about 1,791,163 people that actually have contracted COVID-19. And out of these people, 104,399 have actually died. So, pre-recording. Ngoba okukhona ngapha ukuthi abantu bahlezi ezindlini ngenxa yomkhuhlane we-coronavirus COVID-19. So siyabona ke ukuthi eZimbabwe liyakhuphuka inani labantu balomkhuhlane lo. Sikhuluma nje kule 178 cases, bese kubuya ke i-29 asebesilile, abane sebebhubhile. Bathi ngabantu bonke asebetestiwe bafika ku-45,395. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele abantu bedlula izigidi eziyisithupha. 6,198,000 asebenza umkhuhlane lo. Phakathi kwabantu labo kule 372,566 asebebhubhile. Bese kubuya ke lapho e-USA badlula isigidi lengxenye 1,791,000 asebegule i-COVID-19, kwabhubha 104,399. Kunjalo ke kodwa ke siyabe sikhuluma futhi la ngokwenzakala kule Melika. We know that there are protests in America over the death of Mr. George Floyd. He actually succumbed to some pressure that was exerted to by a policeman in Minneapolis, that is in USA. So following that, the policeman who actually did that has been arrested, mm-hmm. and people are demanding the arrest of 3 or 4 others that were there when this thing happened. So we'll also talk about that. Zulandaba, spoken on Kona Kumavlas.
Aiwa kuna vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai pano ndiri kutevhenyura ndiri kuWashington DC apo ndiri kutevhenyura ndiri kumba titarise isu dambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus parizvino pari kunzipo pane vanhu 178 vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi vana vavo vachishaya uyezve pane vamwe vakabatwa nechirwere ichi vakwanisa kunge vachichikunda tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika imwe muno muAmerica. Sekuona kwamuri kuita pa nefenyura dzakasiyana siyana apo kuine mapisha pisha ari kuitika pamusoro pekunge mumwe chizvarwa chemuno muAmerica Floyd akawanikwa iye achiwanikwa achimbunyikidzwa kodzero dzake akawanikwa iye achishaya akabatwa mumaoko emapurisa saka ndo zvimwe zvatinenge tiri kutarisa kuti zviri kuitika sei uyezve kuti chii chatingadzidze sei Zimbabwe pane zviri kuitika imwe muno muAmerica pari zvino saka ndo zvatiri kutaura ipo pano titarisa isu kuti pasi rose pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yeCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus saka tichange tiri kukupai zvakare zviri kubuda kubva kuJohn Hopkins University imwe muno muAmerica mavanotipa isu kuti zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yedambudziko reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus saka ndichaedza kuti ndikupei kuti zvakamira sei pari zvino mafigures atiri kuwana pari zvino kuti akamira sei pari zvino pasi rose pane 6.1 million vanhu vabatwa necoronavirus uyezve 372 nekudaudzira vachiwanikwa vachishaya imwe muno muAmerica mandiri mune 1.7 vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi uyezve 104 vachiwanikwa vachishaya muWashington DC mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune 8,801 vanhu vabatwa nedambudziko iroro reCOVID-19 uyezve pawanikwa pane 466 vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachishaya Saka tiri kuenderera mberi tichingotarisa izviri kuitika imomo muno muAmerica nenyaya iyoyi yeCOVID-19 uyezve pamusoro penyaya dzemapisha-pisha pamusoro pezviri kuitika muno Gibbs.
Yes, urwandaba njokukuruma ke kwamavelasi labantu lapha abakhona siyabe sipoka labo ngodaba lokhona kokwenzakala kule Melika ikakhulu nxa sikhangele udaba lokubulawa komuntu kulangala eMinneapolis. So ke nxa sikhangela ke mavelasi eZimbabwe, there are roughly about 223 people who actually flew home, you know, yesterday and the day before. Yeah. And these people are going to quarantine centers where they are supposed to stay for a couple of days before they are released. But indications are that most of these people are staying for a long time, you know.
Longer than what they are promised.
Yes. So it appears as if there's a problem. So it's a question of how the government of Zimbabwe is actually handling this issue. So Zolanda bakulokulo dubololulu lokuthi ke kwele Zimbabwe kanyangazane abantu bahlala isikhathi eside okunye okumangalisayo kuma quarantine centers. So sokuhlupa abantu abanengi ukuthi kambe bangahlala kangaka kutheni. And then in the other news back in Zimbabwe, we know that the American ambassador to Zimbabwe, Mr. Brian Nichols, was actually called for some, or let me say, was summoned to the Foreign Affairs Minister's office, that is retired Brigadier General Sibusiso Moyo's office, where he was actually asked about what Americans are saying about Zimbabwe. Remember that there is a top national and security advisor of President Donald Trump, and that is Mr. Robert O'Brien, who actually said that Zimbabwe, Russia, China, and Iran are adversaries who are actually, you know, stoking fires in USA in terms of, you know, what is happening here in this country. In terms of the protests and all those kind of things. So, but according to Brian Nichols, he says, you know, he sent out a statement right now. He says, so in America, it's clear that they are going to investigate this issue. But he's urging, he says he met Mr. S.P. Moyo and urged the Zimbabwe government to end state-sponsored violence against peaceful protesters, civil society, labor leaders, and members of the opposition in the country, and to hold accountable those responsible for human rights abuses. He also went further to talk about his African-American background and says, you know, he remembers that there's a lot that has happened in America, but in Zimbabwe, it seems as if there is a really, really serious issue concerning even, you know, peaceful protesters like Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, and Saima Rover, were actually allegedly abducted by suspected state security agents. So he's very worried about that. And he went on to mention that the Zimbabwean government should actually tell people where Patrick Nabanyana, Itai Samara, and Paul Chizuze are as of now. So the Zimbabwean government was actually not happy about what the Americans said. So ke konoko yemavelas kwabahlupa kakhulu ngena kona.
Yebo. Ee kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Pano pachirongwa chedu tikuenderera mberi chitasa isu zviri kuitika munyika apo tiri kunzwa Gibbs ari kutaura iye kuti nhasi pazuva ranhasi vanumiriri weamerica muzimbabwe vawanikwa ivo vanichols vawanikwa ivo vachidedzwa kuti vataurawo panyaya yezviri kuitika imo muno muamerica uko kune mapisha mapisha asi vanichols vabva vativo kuhurumende yezimbabwe aiwaka imimiwo tiudzeiwo zviri kuitika muno muzimbabwe panyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kuti vanhu vakadai savana Cecilia Chimbiri, vana Joanna Mambombe, madzimai matatu MDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vatakaona isu vachimbunyikidzwa uyezve pari zvino vari muchipatara kuti chii chakaitika kune madzimai iwavo uyezve zvii zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika. Saka ndo zvatiri kutaura pano kuti imimi kwamuri ikoko muri kuona sei zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yeCOVID-19 uyezve takatarisa nyaya yezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Saka ndo zvatiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa kuti semaonero enyu zviri kuitwa nehurumende zvakanaka here kuti vawanike ivo vachiti America mumiriri weAmerica muZimbabwe aenda achinomira pamberi pava SB moyo vanoona nenyaya dzekunze vachitaurawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu kuno kuAmerica pari zvino sekuziva kwamuri kuita kuno kuAmerica pari zvino kune mapisha pisha Gibbs.
So now we will start with our first guest, and that is Miss Busi Dube. She is in Minneapolis, where the whole thing happened. Busi, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, I'm told that you are about 4 miles away from the place where this all happened. Tell us a bit about that.
I'm 4 miles from the place where it happened, and I can say I also witnessed the event on video, like everyone of you, and it was quite disturbing what happened. And whatever is happening right now, the protests, I think these are everyone's right to do that, to express your opinion, to also express even condemning such an act, such brutality against blacks.
Yeah, so we see that there are some serious protests there. Tell us a bit about the protests. What are people demanding?
Oh, the people are demanding justice and peace. Justice for the death of George Floyd, the manner in which he was killed, why he was killed, because it was uncalled for. For a case like forgery, you do not need to be that violent, even if you are, you have to arrest somebody. So people are saying this has been happening for a very long time. The only new thing now is this, that this has been recorded. It was recorded and the world, all world could see it. So this has been happening for a very long time, and people are saying this should stop with immediate effect. And those that were there and accessories to that incident should also be put behind bars, like the perpetrator. So until and unless that happens, people will continue to ignore the curfews and go to the streets. So that's what I am observing from the side.
Yeah, I was telling you, since 2000, lapho kwenzakale khona inyakanyaka yonke leyi. Kuhamba njani khona phe Minneapolis?
In Minneapolis, akwakathesi abantu bayalokhe bekhankasa, bakhankasa ngokuthula. Kodwa ngenxa yenzondo lequbulela abalalo, lokhe bebayakhankasa futhi bakhankasa ngenhliziyo ezibuhlungu, begcine bebhidlisa izinto ezenzakalayo. Kwenzakala njalo vele nxa umuntu engazonda, engabanjwa inzondo kakhulu ebone kungabi lento etshintshayo. Ugcine sesenza into ukuthi oright, ngibona nini-ke sengisenza lokho ukuthi lizele imbono, ngoba sengikhuluma engaze ngatsheka umlomo. So kwakathesi hhayi izolo yikho kube lngani kube lo msindo ngenxa yokuthi bathe bekhankasa ebridgini ebiseduze lapho kwathutsha layo omunye angaze ubezivelelanga bedriver singathi ngamagonyeti lawana esingamathenga bona bathi it's a semi-truck efike yangena ebantwini bekhankasa bezikhankasela ngokuthula. So kwakathesi akwaziwe ukuthi bejongeni, kodwa okwakathesi abakwenzayo bayakhankasa, but amapolisa namasotsha bakhangele ukuthi ungabi nomsindo.
Ye, sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikatshana Madube, sibuye kubaba kube ngakahambi kubaba uDan Moyo, siye kumavela simhlanganya uye. So Mavela, we've got Mr. Dan Moyo. I think he was around, but I cannot see him now. I think something happened to him, but quiet.
Aiwa, kuna wachangubwa kupinda mchirongwa, tangatirukunzwa kubwa kuna amai Dube varku Minneapolis, uko kurupiti kama pisha pisha muno ma America. Apo trukona chizwaru kwa ishe muno ma America chitema, chaka mpunye kizwa, akawanikwa iye achishaya anonzi Floyd. Saka kune mapisha pisha arkuitika muno mu America kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Saka ndozva tiri kutaura ipo pano. Uyezve tichange tingoendera mberi tichitarisa isusu nyaya yeCovid-19. Pana Dewamavinga ari kuti the killing of George Floyd in the US is horrific and tragic. We demand swift and complete justice for his killings. For all police officers involved in his killings must be prosecuted. Saka pamuri kunzwawo zviri kutaurwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvichitarisa zviri kuitika imomo nomu America pari zvino. Ndiva Dewamavinga wanga uchitaurawo paprogram inoyi vachitaura ivo.
Yes, and Dan Moyo is in now, so you can go ahead, pose a question, then I'll bring him.
So Mr. Moyo, what do you think of what's happening here?
Okay, let me bring him so that he can respond. Mr. Moyo, there is a question.
Yes, thank you. Well, The thing is that the situation here is now very volatile here in the United States. And this is something really that has been boiling for a very long time. Any material that is put under so much stress at some point reaches a breaking point. And the people, the way the people have been treated in this country, black people and people of color, brown people, is such that they've been treated like second-class citizens. And it's come to a point where now they feel like, you know, we've done everything. We've done sit-ins. We've done protests, but you're not listening to us. Your police keep killing us. What is our future in this country? So they're now prepared to take it out and have an all-out war with the police and the authorities until there are reforms that really changed the way the police handle African Americans, how they get arrested. In most cases, they're being profiled. And this has gone for far too long. As you can see now, these are the worst demonstrations that have ever happened since 1968 when Martin Luther King died. This shows that the American people are sick and tired. And also it's no longer just an American protest now. It's become a world protest because we saw yesterday in the UK, they were protesting at the Zim embassy. This morning I heard that in New Zealand, they're also protesting at the US embassy. So it's clear now that this has become, a world protest. Where people are demanding equality, they're demanding justice, they're demanding to be heard, they're demanding that this institutional segregation or what I call discrimination should stop. And the beauty of it, though, because I attended yesterday a demonstration here in my small town of Leesburg in Virginia, where there were several hundred people there. And what interested me is that these demonstrations is not just black people who are demonstrating. There are a lot of white people that are supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. They're standing with the black people. They are agreeing that the cops are biased when they're dealing with African Americans and that this should stop.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Ngakufaka lokho ke ngesintu, nxa usenelisa. Kumbe ukufaka ngesishona, kwenze to cater for marvelous. Ubecelile khonokho.
Okay, and chaedza kuita zwese both ngesindebele neshona.
Yeah, kwenze kube fitshane sebenzi. Yeah.
Yeah. Zvandingatauri ndezvekuti kunoku kuAmerica, vanhu vatema vaneta nekudzwanyirirwa nemapurisa. To a point yekuti vati ivo havachadi and havachamiriri kuti paitwe ma reforms kuti kuchinjiwe mapurisa, whether it's retraining kuti vatrainwe patswa kuti vazive kuti kana vachihandle vanhu vatema tikuona vanhu vatema vari kuprofilewa vari kusungirwa zvinhu zvisiri really zvisiri serious vachibatwa rough vachidzwanyirirwa tikuona vazhinji vawanda manje vanhu vakaurayiwa nemapurisa. Tine uya anonzi Ghana wekuNew York aiti I can't breathe. Now izvi zvaFloyd zvaitika kuMinneapolis. Vanhu vati enough is enough. Tanzwa kana mugarama muchidai nesu now we're gonna start eating back. Saka maprotesta ari kutotageta mapurisa, motikari dzemapurisa dziri kupiswa. Mabhizinesi ari kuvandalizwa, vanhu vari kuluta because vanhu vatsamwa manje. But pane zvimwe nzvimbo mademonstrations acho ari peaceful, seyandaenda nezuro inini pano paLeesburg, Virginia, kwandinogara dhuze neni apa patown. Yanga iripo iri very peaceful. Taona zvimwe zvatifadza isusu ndezvekuti vangasiri vanhu vatema chete vari kuprotesta. Taona varungu vazhinji vakawanda vachiprotesta nesu, naivo vachiti zviri kuitwa nemapurisa izvi hazvisiri izvo zvinofanirwa kuchinja. Ngekuti ndevele nhau kuti lapha eAmerica sibona ukuthi abantu sebekhathele ngempela bathi hayi no ongasikufa yikuphi ngoba abantu abansundu abaphathwa kahle ngamapholisa ngendlela ababotshwa ngakhona nangendlela abathagethwa ngayo nje ngamapholisa kuyacaca ukuthi amapholisa la nenhloso esingathi racism yobandlululo ngoba indlela abahendla ngayo abantu abamnyama ayifani lendlela abahendla ngayo abelungu. Ama-protest la sibona ukuthi abantu bazondile sibili bahlasela amapholisa bechisa izimoto zabo and ama-protest la sespreade all over e-United States. It's no longer just eMinneapolis lapho kwenzakale khona, in fact asespreade umhlaba wonke jikelele ngoba laseLondon sibone kusenzakala, laseNew Zealand kuyenzakala. So ngaseqinisweni I think abantu abamnyama sebekhathele and engathi mina kungithokozisile kakhulu ukuthi lami ngiyile ngakhankasa lapha eduze edorobheni lami leLisbeek lapha eVirginia. Okungijabulise kakhulu ukuthi ngibone ukuthi hhayi akusebantu abamnyama bodwa abakhankasayo, bekulabalungu abelungu abaningi labadiskhankasa nabo labo bavumelana lathi ukuthi hhayi ngempela abantu abansundu abaphathwa kahle ngamapholisa la and sokumele kutshintshe lokho.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Moyo, sicela ubambe khonapho ngakhatshana. So marvelous, I think you can pose a question to Ms. Busi Dube in Minneapolis.
As a Zimbabwean mom, if you have sons, are you afraid for your sons?
Yes, I'm coming from a gender perspective, and as a mom, I am afraid to raise my son in the United States at the moment, until and unless all this is over, where the structural racism stops existing, because I understand that this is not really a new thing, as Mr. Moyo alluded to. This is not a new thing. It has been happening since time immemorial. On paper, it stopped, and behind offices and talks that the higher offices have, but on the ground, it's still happening. And you would fear for your son that if they get out and they walk around and would they come back because of the color of their skin, because of they're wearing a hoodie, because most of them might identify by wearing hoodies. They say that it's a black man trying to do something criminal. So they don't even look at your credentials. They look at your skin. And from the previous cases that have been happening, people have been harassed. Black professors have been harassed. Young children, a 13-year-old was shot and killed in the recent years because he was carrying a toy gun. So we are treated differently. That's all I can say. And whatever is happening right now, it's understandable. When you have had enough, you explode and express it in whatever manner you think will make a change and you will be heard.
Singathi-ke Madube, okwethusa kakhulu nxa sukhangele okwenzakala khona manje, nxa sikhuluma ngokutshengisela khonapha emgwaqweni, wena la uhambile yini kumbe ubukele abanye bekwenza? Kuhamba njani Madube?
Nambukele abanye bekwenza, ngibukele nami njengoZulu wonke, kodwa engikubonayo ukuthi zonke indawo lapho kuthengiswa khona sokuvaliwe, kuvaliwe eMinneapolis. Osomabhizimisi sebethe bona sebevalile ngoba besaba ukubhidlizelwa amabhizinisi abo.
Sicela ubambe khonapho Madube, ungayikhatshana-ke sitshengisa abantu kumbe abantu bazayizwa sibili i-protest yangkhona, sifake ividiyo nje emfitshane abantu babone okwenzakalayo khona manje. Nakho kuyalandela. Lokhu ngokunye okwenzakala khonapha-ke kwele Melika lapho kulezi gigaba khona. Right now we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi. He is affiliated to an organization in South Africa that caters for the needs of Zimbabweans. Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Dube, and thanks to the listeners.
So give us a take about what is happening in USA, you know. Go ahead.
Look, the protests happening in the USA were always going to erupt at some point. I think the only difference now is that the young people have actually decided, mostly I think it's young people that I've seen, they have decided that, maybe they need to react in fashions that attract a lot of attention, which I see they include vandalism and throwing of stones and all this sort of violent protest. But it is a simmering issue, which dates back to more than 400 years ago when people in America came to fetch black people to make them slaves there. The slavery, it might have ended in paper, like Umadube has said, but institutionally it's always continued. You will notice that with the U.S. prisons, there's a high number of black people within them. And the U.S. prison system has been commercialized such that I think it needs to be fed with these young people. That's why this thing continues. And it's quite a shame, really, that in modern day society, a black person walking the street should be profiled as a troublemaker or a criminal. So these protests are actually a volcano that just erupted. It was always simmering.
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Mkwananzi. Let's see what the American government is saying about all this. We still remember that there is a national security official who actually said that Zimbabwe, Iran, China, and Russia that are actually is talking some kind of protests here in USA. So now, according to the U.S. Embassy, they've actually issued a statement, like I indicated, and they're actually saying, the ambassador, Mr. Brian Nichols, at a meeting with the Foreign Affairs Minister, Mr. Sibusiso Moyo, and during those discussions, indications are that the ambassador told the Zimbabwean official that, the problem is also in Zimbabwe, where there are some disappearances of civil society leaders, and some of them are not cannot be found. They are still missing. So he actually mentioned in the statement that there is Patrick Nabanyana, there is Paul Chizuze, there is Itai Tsamara, and the recent abduction of three MTC activists, that is Joanna Mamombe and two others, who are suspected to have been abducted by state security agents. And then the ambassador, in fact, the embassy itself, went on to actually write something on Twitter. This is one of the...
What did they say? What did they say on Twitter?
That's what I'm trying to read. So this is what the ambassador, the embassy said. He said, George Floyd's death shocked the world, fueling demands for justice. And the Justice Department has launched an investigation. Four police were fired and one charged with murder. Police have a duty to serve and protect the public. When they fall short, they must be held accountable. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there's another tweet that was sent a couple of hours back, and it said, as President Trump has stated, quote, the death of George Floyd was a grave tragedy. It should never have happened. It has filled Americans all over the country with horror, anger, and grief, end quote. So, iko kono kwe uwe tulua ngabantu embas kona hale, eskotele nseme liga kwele Zimbabwe. Maki pay statement, zulugandi haba, besiti kona u ambasata uhambile wa abizo kona hale, Foreign Affairs Minister. Omchele nguti Zimbabwe, kule nkinga zijeneo, ende nyingi nga nkona nguti abantu panga chengiseli mkwa kweni, bayabocho, panga chengiseli mkwa kweni, bayatunjwa, panga za kwenku njanjani, kwa kina kwa zani, soko msebe vinjwa. Mapinda mapinda futi ku Twitter lapa pakipa kuti umongameli Donald Trump la ye wanga mkataza kuti kule kono kuyenza gala njalo la mapolisa amane asakhotiwe umsebenzi njalo omunye wankona kumele athoniswe icala lokubulala so konke kono ke bakhuluma ku embassy kwalapha mavelas.
Aiwa, tukunzo wapo kufakuna Gibbs, alikuti pane tweets ya itwa iyo ne United States Ambassador, variku Zimbabwe, mumiriwe America kuZimbabwe vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pemapisha-pisha ari kuno kuAmerica vachiti ivo vari kuda kuziva kuti ivo chii chiri kuitikawo kune vamwe vari kunzi ivo vakawanikwa vachimbunyikidzwa uyezve vanhu vakadai savanaitai dzamara kuti vari kupi pari zvino vanhu vakatorwa pasina kutsanangurwa kuti vakaenda kupi saka ndo zvavanga vari kutaura ipo pano vachitaura zvakare kuti kuno kuAmerica vari kutsigira zviri kuitwa nemutungamiri wemuno vaDonald Trump kuti vataura ivo kuti pane vanhu vatobatwa nenyaya iyoyi kuti mupurisa akaita nyaya iyi akawanikwa iye achisungwa uyezve pane vamwe vanhu vana kana kuti 4 vari kunzi ivo vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiita se vachizotongwa panyaya yenyaya iyo iri kuitika muno muAmerica saka mutungamiri wemuno muAmerica vaDonald Trump vakawanikwawo vachitumira matwiti nezvimwe zvakadaro uyezve apa tatiri kunzwa Gibbs achitaura iye kuti anga ari kuverenga kuti patwitter mumiriri weAmerica muZimbabwe vaBrian Nichols vawanikwawo vachitaurawo mafungiro avo nekuti vawanikwa nhasi vachidezwa kuti vaende kunotaura kuti ko chii chiri kuitika muAmerica uyezve vaBrian Nichols vawanikwa ivo vachitaura kuti aiwazve kuAmerica kune mapisha-pisha ari kuitika asi munhu akawanikwa iye achityora kodzero dzemunhu awanikwa achishaya uyu ari mumaoko emapurisa pari zvino ndo zvavari kutaura Gibbs.
Yeah, so I think our guest, that is Ms. Musi Dube, she's got a commitment. So I think she has to say her last words and then before leaving. So Ms. Dube, we are told that you've got a meeting to attend. And so before you go, so what is happening right now in Minneapolis?
Well, right now, I want to look at Kankasa. People are still demonstrating and protesting. And it's going on peacefully at the moment because there's a heavy police presence and the National Guard is on site. So I'm also watching as it unfolds.
So as a Zimbabwean, are you participating or you're not?
I'm not participating, but I'm also in support of whatever is happening outside.
So looking at what is going on there, are you fearing for your life or you're safe? How is your situation?
I'm safe.
Yes.
Because the protests are peaceful. Mm-hmm. I'm safe. Yes.
Yes, kana mafutane inwa wa valenisa kona po utshela bantu owazakala kona pemeli.
Awakatsese wa lemeli ka bantu akankasa, bakankasa ngutula. Ugcwele amapolisa lamasocha abakhangelayo ukuthi uqhubeka ngokuthula umkhankaso lo. Khona kuvunyelwe kuleli bizwe ukankasa. Ngoba into yenzakeleyo ayilunganga. Made a song in finance, energy, the color of our skin, what so made a pale local in Zagala and the Yatos Zongindao, Toronto, Berlin, London, Avantua Kankasa, my not suiting to Lake.
I see also a cool game, Siabonga, you want to know Sasa, yes, so I'll come again. Papa, thank you. So siyambonga kakhulu ke lo umama uNkosazana Busi Dube ngikhona ngale ke eMinneapolis. Tusana lapho kade kusenzakala izigigaba zonke lezi. So marvelous over to you.
Yes, Gibbs, like you said, I think we had a guest I think last week actually from Minneapolis, Comfort Dondo, who was, you know, just talking about the situation in that place. That's last week, but now this has now gone, you know, wild, and you know, people are weighing in and sharing their views. But Comfort Dondo was just saying, you know, her biggest lesson from what we're seeing happening here is that the protests here are peaceful and people are allowed to be heard. Yes, and sometimes, you know, they're confronting the police, but people are allowed to be heard. So that's my takeaway from the conversation that I've had leading up to today. But kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa ndiri kuti inini munguva yapfuura vhiki rapfuura tanga tine hurukuro pano nasisi Comfort Dondo vanhu vachizvarwa chezimbabwe chiri muMinneapolis vachitaura ivo kuti zviri kuitika munyika yezimbabwe pari zvino kana kuti muno muAmerica pari zvino zvinhu zvatinoona zvinogona kuitika pasi rose asi siyano yacho ndeyekuti imo muno vanhu vanopuhwa kodzero dzekuti varatidzire kana vasiri kufara nehurumende kana vasiri kufara nezviri kuitwa nemapurisa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka ndozvimwe zvavanga vari kutaurawo zvandanzwa zvichitorwawo na sisi vabva pamhepo yezvinezvi Mai Dube vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kuMinneapolis asi vanofila ivo kuti pari zvino vakachengetedzeka nokuti kodzero dzavo dzinochengetedzwa kunyange zvavo vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica. Saka ndozvanga zvichitaurawo sisi Comfort Dondo vachitaurawo kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vachiratidzira asi vanopiwa mukana wekuti varatidzikire pasina kumbunyikidzwa. Gibbs.
Kunjaro Marvelous, we still have got Mr. Dan Moyo and Mr. Mkwananzi. You can pose a question. Go ahead.
I think I want to pose a question to Mr. Dan Moyo. He said he attended, I think, a protest yesterday. What's the difference between a protest that you attended yesterday and one in Zimbabwe? And also, if you have a boy child, do you feel they are safe in America?
Mr. Moyo?
Yeah, the difference is that in this country, protests are allowed legally. They are legal because it is a way of expressing oneself. It's a people's constitutional right to protest against the government and against any injustice. In Zimbabwe, what we're seeing is that the government tries very hard to stifle people's voices. When people want to protest against the government, they are attacked. The government only want protests that are pro-government, I think, like we saw in 2017 when the coup on Robert Mugabe happened. The people demonstrated and were celebrating in the streets with the soldiers and everything was honky-dory and they were happy. But what we saw after the elections of 2018 clearly shows that the government of Zimbabwe does not want people to express their views. It wants to oppress people's views so that it can continue ruling in a manner that maintains their hegemony and grip on power. Yesterday, what I saw also at Liesbeek was that the protest was peaceful. There was no fighting, there was no looting, there was no burning, and that it had all types of people. It wasn't just black people; there were white people, a lot of them. Because they understand that an injustice has been committed. I mean, we witnessed the lynching on national TV. For 8 minutes, we saw a man being killed just for the color of his skin, and that should not be allowed in any civilized country.
Yes,
umehluko engiwubonileyo ngeprotest engiyi-athendileyo izolo mina e-Liesbeek la eVirginia engihlala khona ikuthi uyabona ukuthi even amapolisa bayawubamba umthetho endabeni yokuthi kuvumela abantu ukuthi bakhankase ngoba kuyinto elilungelo labo. Abantu lapha e-America balalo ilungelo lokuthi batshengisele ma kukhona abangavumelani lakho abangazwisisani lakho. And amapolisa umsebenzi wabo ukuthi baprotecte abantu uma betshengisela, hhayi ukuthi babahlukumeze njengalokhu esikubona eZimbabwe. EZimbabwe noma i-protest i-peaceful, sibona amapolisa ajwayele ukuthi afike ngodlame ahlukumeze abantu kakhulu, abantu batshaywe, abanye babulawe. Sibone kusenzeka lokho after ama-election ka-2018. So i-freedom yokuthi abantu bakhankase eZimbabwe ayikho ngoba uhulumende ungathi akakuthakazeleli ma abantu betshengisela be-express ama-views abo ngembono yabo okwenzakalayo elizweni abangakujabulelini.
Uthi ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikatshana sibiza ubaba uthi uMkhonanzi ubaba uBongani Mkhonanzi sizokuthi uthi laye ulo mhlangano okumele ayongene kuthi ngakahambi Mr. Mkhonanzi. So what do you think is fueling all this kind of thing in America, except for racism? Was this thing always coming, or, you know, what's your take on that?
Look, like I said, the institutionalization of this sort of racism creates this tension. It was always going to erupt at some point. The Black Lives Matter movement all along these few years has been quite vocal, and I think this would have eventually precipitated into a confrontation. We would refer back more to the prison system, which is what I see as a real institutionalization of this sort of racism, where jails in America, as I understand, are commercialized and are run by private entities, which means they've got to be filled up by inmates. And the group that is being targeted is the Black community. And when one studies it further, you realize that the Black community is not exactly as well up economically, if you really want to look at it, unlike the white community. There's certain privileges and freedoms that are subtly given to the other community, which are deprived of that Black community in America. So in a sense, a continual slavery is still there within the Black community in America.
So, kufanele sithi kona kuba.
Sikuyabonakala babuduve vele ukuthi umuntu omnyama sekukhanya futhi ukuthi umuntu omnyama emhlabeni wonke jikelele ungathi uphatheka ngendlela yokweyiswa nokuchukuluzwa. Kuyakhanya kakhulu e-America ukuthi amajeli ase-America aphethwe ngamankampani ayenza imali ngokwakha amajeli. Kusho ukuthi lawo majeli kumele agcwaliswe abantu, and kukhanya i-system ifuna ukugcwalisa ngawo abantu abamnyama, ibaprofile njengabantu abagangileyo abakumele bahlale belandelelwa njalo bechukuluzwa bebotshela into ezingenamsebenzi. Le ndoda efileyo manje ibulawele nje into nje engenamsebenzi, and baningi nje abaqala bekuthola lokho e-America. Lapho kuyabonakala baposta amavidiyo, baposta kubo-Twitter, lapho kubonakale nje ukuthi njalo nje indoda emnyama ichukuluziwe, ihlala i-harassed, ihlale i-suspected, iyenzelwa nje ukuthi ingathi feeder le system. Mina ngibona kuyukuthi i-system yamajele. And ngendlela naye umongameli wase-America athreatene ngakhona maye beqala ukuprotesta, nakhona nje abantu beprotesta ngodlame, uvele wathembisa ukuthi kuyodutshulwana. Uyabona nje ukuthi inkulumo enjalo angiyibone engayiqondisa kweminye imihlobo yama-white supremacist, ngoba aphathe izibhamu kungavele isuke khonapho. Kodwa uyakusho ukuthi uyabadelela abantu abamnyama.
Kodwa ngasibona-ke ilizwe le-America lithi eleZimbabwe lingane lilesandla kukhonokho okwenzakalayo. Kambe kume njani kolapho?
Well, mina ngiyena uchwepheshe weze-security zamazwe, kodwa ayi kubukeka ku-far-fetched ngoba kusho ukuthi mayelethi ilizwe lilesandla mpela lisenelisa ukuhamba liyovusa udushe le e-America, lisehluleka ukulungisa into zangekhaya. Kusho ukuthi baqhwale ukudlula indlela ade ngicabanga, ngoba lawa amajaha asiphetheyo ngemalangeni lapha amapholisa abulele indoda ethize lapha e-Hillside ngoba bathi bona bebeyimisa yangami, bamdubule wafa. Manje ma kuyukuthi bona abakuboni lokhu, ngesiNdebele sithi phela indwangu sezihlekana iziphongo la. Kodwa ngibona ngathi othi yena iZimbabwe iyaphatheka, hhayi ule haba. Yebo, iZimbabwe via u-spokesperson wayo uCharamba we-government uthile ukuthi yena no kubi lokho okwenzakaleyo. Ngeke ngimsole, ngivumelana naye vele kubi, kodwa naye nje ngimbona ngathi uphaphathekile kakhulu, wakujaha ukuya nuka amakhwapha omnye umuza khohlwa wakhe. Ngoba ma kuyukuthi iviro nelelidlulileyo kubule umuntu, futhi sisase nodaba lokuthi amasosha asabulala aphinda ngamahlandla amabili ukubulala abantu abaprotestayo, angimboni nje engumuntu ongaba negunya lokuhamba siyatshela abanye ukuthi bayathakada ngale, akaqala alungise okwangekhaya.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu mfowethu, ungathelela kusasa nxa ufisa ungaphosela ukugcina kona.
Ye, hayi siyabonga baba Dube. Yeyi, kodwa-ke siyabona-ke ukuthi udlame oluqondiswe kuma-citizens kwelakithi luyaqhubeka. Siyakhuthaza kakhulu uhulumeni waseZimbabwe ukuthi akungabe kungabe kuhlonishwa amalungelo abantu nakhona eAmerica sibona udlame siyabona ukuthi umthetho ngathi usamile abantu abaka dutshulwa ngendlela ade kungenzakayo ngale Zimbabwe abantu thina sababona bedutshulwa siyakhuthaza ukuthi kungabe noma kukubi lokho kwenzakala eAmerica uhulumeni wethu mhlawumbe ngabona enye into kuleyo nto eyenzakala eAmerica ukuthi noma inkinga zivela akuthi ukuthi abantu sokumele badutshulwe babulawe imbi vele into eyenzakala eAmerica nathi siyayichothoza kakhulu kodwa-ke simele siyithathe siyibisele ngakithi sithi thina kanti thina ngakithi kungani kungaba yikuthi abantu bakithi ma bekhalaza izikhalazo zabo ziphendulwa ngenhlamvu eziphilayo babulawa
siyabonga kakhulu emkhwanazi ungathenga kusasa ba
hayi siyabonga
okay papa isungaqhuma khona ngapho so marvelous that is Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi belongs to an organization called Zimbabweans in South Africa Zimbabwe community in South Africa so he's you know he's not happy about what is going on in New York.
I can imagine, yes. And I think, you know, apotanga tiri kunzwa kune chimwe chizvarwa chiri mu South Africa vari kutaurayiwa kuti havasi kufara nezvavari kuona zviri kuitika imomuno muAmerica apo sekuziva kwamuri kuita kune mapisha-pisha ari kuitika muAmerica pari zvino asi Gibbs, I think we're coming to the end, I think.
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. Anyway, so apo tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa isu zviri kuitika imomuno muAmerica pari zvino. If Mr. Denmore is still there, can I pose a question to him?
Go ahead.
So vamoyo, taurai neshona kuti semaonero enyu, zvingadzidzwe nevanhu vari kumusha pane zviri kuitika imomuno muAmerica panyaya iyo yekuratidzira. Tinoona hedu kuti vamwe vari kushora kuti kunoko vanhu vari kuba vachiita zvinhu zvakawanda wanda.
Mr. Moyo, you can react to that question.
Yeah, I think marvelous. Zvakawanda zvatingadzidze. Pekutanga, I think mapurisa nemasoja eZimbabwe anofanira kudzidza kuti basa ravo ndere kuprotekta vanhu, protekta macitizens. Obviously, yes, vanofanira naivo vaprotekte property kana kwakuitiwa looting and burning. Asi zvatinoona zvisingaitiwe most of the time kuZimbabwe ndechekuti kanyange demonstration iri peaceful zvayo tinoona vanhu vachipondwa vamwe vachiurayiwa and then ndopazopesera vanhu votanga kuluta mapurisa in most cases ndo vanotanga kuva overhanded nenzira yavanobata nayo vanhu kunoku inini ndikati kwandandiri konga kuri very peaceful demonstration yataita yanga iri peaceful mapurisa anga aripo but mapurisa aitoona aitodirecta vanhu kuti demo iri kusaidi uku vachikontrol.
So I think his line is getting cut, but go ahead. I think now you're okay. Go ahead, Mr. Moore.
Yeah, ndikuti mapurisa anga aripo vachiita basa ravo director traffic vachiudza vanhu kuti demo iri kusaidi uko uchienda neuku munonopaka uku vasingashungurudzi vanhu vanhu vachidemonstrata even though mamwe maplacards acho aitotuka mapurisa but rinenge riri placards zvaro hazvirevi kuti rinofanira kutonga kuponda munhu because akabata placard rinokushora semupurisa because mapurisa basa ravo nderekuprotekta vanhu. So I think kuti vanhu vanove kuZimbabwe zvinovapawo naivo simba rekuti naivo vazive kuti vanokwanisa kuti vamirewo naivo vamirire zvavanoona kunge hazvisi kufamba mushe mugovernment yedu because right now tikuona kuti Zimbabwe hapana kwairi kuenda saka haungati vanhu kana vachifa nenzara ovarambidza kuti vaproteste kune hurumende kuti zviri kuitika izvi mabasa ari kupi tinotorarama sei hurumende unofanira kuchengeta vanhu vayo. So I think vanhu vezimbabwe vanofanira kurwira marights avo ekuti vaproteste.
So now looking at what is happening in this country, Mr. Denmoyo, so we know that these protests have been going on for a couple of days now. What's the end game here?
We have a president at the White House whose job is supposed to unite people, but unfortunately he's pouring fuel to the issue with his tweets. Instead, we have seen in the past him talking very good about white supremacists when they were demonstrating against the other people who were complaining about a similar situation of black lives not being treated well. And instead of him condemning the other group, he came out and even praised them to some extent and called them good people. So as long as we have a president who has no empathy for black people, a president who doesn't know how to unite, it's going to be very, very difficult to bring this whole situation to a good conclusion. Because even the demonstrations that were happening at the White House recently, he was threatening to start shooting at people. That's not how you do it. I think what you need to do is to listen to the grievances, address the nation, give assurances to the people that the government is going to do its utmost best to ensure that the police force are trained better and that there should be no profiling and discrimination, and that there should be seen to be improvement in helping out black people, even this institutionalized racism and discrimination that we see even at places of work where black people are either underpaid or they're not promoted or they're just downright regarded as second-class citizens. I think the civil rights movements that started way back in the 60s is now really coming to its peak, where now the consciousness of a black man is now heightened. He knows that he can stand up and fight for his rights, and the government will have to meet the black people halfway in order for there to be peace. Because like they are saying, that as long as this discrimination continues, there's going to be no peace.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Stay on the line. Let me bring on Marvelous Mklanganya. Marvelous, over to you.
Vamoyo, tinoona vechidiki imo muno muAmerica vari kutaura ivo nyaya iyi kuti anzi if I die, I die. Muri kuzviona here kwamuri ikoko?
Mr. Moyo?
Yes. Muri kundinzwa?
Yes.
Yeah, zvinhu zvatiri kuona kwese kwese loveness. I think vechidiki consciousness yavo iri kutanga kuti inyatsoningirikira, vanyatsohwisisa kuti zviri kuitika izvi zviri unfair. The chakanaka chandiri kuona though is even vechirungu vacho vechidiki vari kutovhumirana nevame vavo vatema kuti for sure mitemo nzira iri kubata vanhu vatema muno muAmerica haisi equal. Varungu even vakaita vakatadza vakaita crime the way yavanotitwa nayo haisi kufanana nenzira iri kutitwa vanhu vatema. Naivo vanotobvumirana navo. Saka vechidiki vakabatana pachavo vakati no more discrimination, no more racism, no more kutarisira umwe munhu pasi kunge iye ari second class citizen. If vechidiki vakabatana ipapo, war against the system, not kuti vapesire vainfluenswa maybe even nevakuru vacho masupremacists acho ari kuagravata nyaya idzodzo, vakakwanisa kuti ivo pachavo vakwanise kuti tinowirirana kuchikoro, tinodzidza tese, tinodya chese palunch, tinoonana, hatisi kuona skin color yemunhu, tinongoona munhu ari munhu. Vakabatana ipapo sevechidiki vakarwisa discrimination iyo yatiri kuona. Ndofunga this country ichabuda on the other side yave nani.
Ye mwasukangereke baba Ten Moyo, ubona ngani po mwangalungisa sibili udaba lolu lungalungiswa njani ukuze lungahluphi xa sokubuya ngephambilini?
Okokuqala, mina ngibona ukuthi the best way, into yokuqala omele yenziwe ukuthi abantu bakhiphe uTrump e-White House laphana, ngoba uTrump ukuba wakhe e-White House laphana kufana lokuteli paraffin emlilweni.
Kodwa bakhona phela bamsekelayo.
Yee, bakhona bamsekelayo kodwa ngasimase ngaseqiniswe nakuseyo majority. Yebo ngabe wawina ngo-2016 college electoral college abayisebenzisayo lapha, but inengi lalapha e-America alivumelani laye, and iningi selibonile ngale 4 years zakhe esembusweni ukuthi ungumuntu o-divide abantu. Abantu sebe-more divided manje, sesibona abantu sebethwala izibhamu kuma-rally, and ungumuntu ohlala e-threatena ukuthi unleashe abantu bakhe abamsupportayo ukuthi babalezi bhamu ukuthi bangene lempopho baqala ukudukula abantu. Ngoba inkulumo zakhe ku-Twitter azakhi, akusizo nkulumo zomuntu ongu-president okumele ahlanganise abantu. I think uTrump wakhohlwa uma ingene e-White House ukuthi ungu-president omuntu wonke, whether uli-Republican noma uli-Democrat, ungu-president omuntu wonke. Awusosebenzisa i-office ka-president ukuthi uphushe i-agenda yakho yokubi-racism lokudiscriminate abantu, ukucindezela abantu. UTrump ungabhekisisa kahle even abantu besifazane, uyabahlambaza nje vele akabahloniphi. Ukhangele the way akhuluma, ikhuluma ngabantu abamnyama nama-minorities, uvele nje ngumuntu osebenzisa amazwi angakhiyo, angakhuphula isizwe. So okokuqala mina ngibona ukuthi mabe abantu bengacabangisisa kahle bakhipha uTrump lapha. Okwesibili, kumele kube lama-reforms awempela, hayi nje ukuphomba ukukhuluma okuthiwa i-lip service, but ukuthi benze kubonakale kucace ukuthi yes, ama-institutional discrimination esiyibonayo le yokuthi emisebenzini abantu abamnyama abapromotwa ngendlela efanayo labelungu, njalo lokuthi ama-peer abo asasephansi, konke khona lokhu izinto kumele ukuthi uhulumende ngabe uyazinakelela kakhulu ukwenzela ukuthi ungazwisisa lokhu kuphela.
Yes, siyakwazi njalo-ke ukuthi uMongameli Donald Trump uthi yena kabandlululi. So-ke sikubeke khonapho kube sobala, ngoba siwakhuluma ngakho singazi abantu bangatsho sibili, kodwa-ke sikumele sikufake on record ukuthi watsho ukuthi hhayi yena kabandlululi, uthanda abantu bonke, singazi abantu balama-opinions ayihlukeneyo. Sicela ubambe khonapho ba moya ungayihletshana. Mbisi uMavelas Mhlanga nyawuye. Mavelas, over to you.
Maybe rikatimbobvunza vamoyo vanga vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu muAmerica. Vari kuona sei, pane here zvingasanduke mune ramangwana nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika muno?
Ye, baba moyo, ungapendura ngamafutshane sivini uitai nje ive 1 minute.
Maonero angu nini chekutanga ndechekuti president watinaye uyu as president anokwanisa kuunganisa vanhu, kubatanidza vanhu. Ndi president anoita zvokudivhaidha vanhu. I think munhu ari racist zvake, even though kana achitaura anoti iye has racist, but zviito zvake nekutaura kwake nematwits ake nezvaanoita zvinotoratidza kuti munhu uyu muracist. So if vanhu vemuno muAmerica kana vachida kuti kuve nepeace munomu, chekutanga ndechekuti vabvise Trump paoffice paya. Secondly, vanofanira kuti vatange kuti mapurisa anyatsodzidziswa kuti basa ravo nderekuprotekta munhu wese, not because of the color yeskin yake. Because zvatinowanza kuona nechechuchi kuti discrimination iripo kumabasa, iripo the way mapurisa anotrita vanhu, iripo pamasalari, vanhu vatema havapuwi mari dzakafanana nedzevarungu nyange vachiita basa rakafanana. So zvinhu zvakadaro zvese zviri entrenched in the institutions. Zvotofanira kuti zvitarisiswe, zvigadzirwe, not just kungotaura nezvazvo, but kunyatsoita zvinhu zvinoonekwa nevanhu kuti hai, hurumende iri kushandira munhu wese.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Stay on the line. Mavelas, I think we are coming to the end of the show. We wish to thank our guests this evening. That is Ms. Wusi Dube, who is in Minneapolis. And then Mr. Dan Moyo is in Virginia. Then we also had Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, who belongs to an organization called Zimbabwe Community in South Africa. He is in Johannesburg. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, please note, this is a pre record the program.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri ku Washington DC apo ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedambudziko re COVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus.